From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. California would become the first state in the nation to limit greenhouse gas emissions under a bill introduced Monday by Assembly Speaker Fabian Nunez. The legislation targets power plants, oil refineries, and other industrial sources of pollutants linked to global warming. Nunez says the bill would encourage innovative clean technologies. Business groups worry it'll drive industry out of the state. In Los Angeles today, the state Supreme Court will consider how much information sexual partners must tell each other about their past high-risk behavior. The case involves a woman whose husband infected her with HIV. At issue are both health concerns and the right to sexual privacy. And State Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi is recovering from surgery to repair a heart valve. Doctors scheduled the procedure after Garamendi experienced discomfort while working on his ranch over the weekend. He's one of three Democrats running to replace Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. The state agency that runs youth lockups has released its long-awaited plan to overhaul the troubled juvenile corrections system. Reformers say the plan looks good, but question if the changes will actually happen. Judy Campbell reports.
California's juvenile correction system is one of the most expensive and least effective in the country. Facilities are riddled with racial and gang violence and high rates of suicide. Once youth offenders get out, nearly three-quarters of them are arrested again within 3 years.
We know how to do better.
Christopher Murray was part of the expert panel that helped develop the new reform plan for juvenile corrections. The state has been ordered in court to reform the system, but until now, there's been no detailed plan on how to do it.
There is a large amount of and growing amount of research and practice and experience that shows how to run rehabilitative programs, that shows that you can take troubled youth and turn them around.
Under the four-year reform plan, California's large prison-like institutions will be replaced with smaller treatment centers focused on rehabilitation. Each offender will be evaluated for treatment needs and risk of violence and housed appropriately. It means hundreds of extra staff, new facilities, extensive training, and an entire change in organization. Prisoner rights attorney Don Spector, who brought the lawsuit that led to the reform, says he's generally pleased with the plan, but warns it will take considerable political will to get it implemented.
The governor has to express his commitment, not only express it, but he has to make it work. They in the legislature has to buy off on it too, and unless there's agreement with those entities, nothing's going to happen, in which case the choice to me seems pretty clear right now. Either you go in this direction or you shut it down.
The governor and the legislature will take up the reform plan in late spring during budget negotiations. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
Tonight, the San Francisco Ballet is staging an unusual event, a dance performance to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the 1906 earthquake. And the dance will be performed to live seismic data from an East Bay fault line. Sarah Varney has more.
Muriel Maffré is balanced on the top of her toes, with her feet wide apart, squatting in a deep plié. Her head is stuck under her right knee.
Yeah, best. Great.
I'm not sure I can do it.
She rolls forward and unfurls a tangle of sinewy legs.
Oh, no. You shouldn't go through the Europe.
Choreographer Yuri Posikoff and San Francisco Ballet principal dancer Maffré are rehearsing her solo performance on a rainy afternoon. It's awkward business, this interpreting the Earth's fracturing crust. At times, the vibrations from the fault are gentle and steady. And then suddenly, the fault slips, firing off an explosive pulse. The recordings you're hearing aren't the actual sounds of the Earth's movements. The vibrations of the Earth's fault lines are inaudible, and most of the time, invisible. Ken Goldberg, an artist and UC Berkeley professor of industrial engineering, and composer Randall Packer wrote a software program that translates seismic vibrations from the Hayward Fault into a tempestuous symphony.
If you think about a conductor's baton, if a conductor just moves a baton and we were sitting in the room, you wouldn't hear anything from that. But when the conductor does that in the context of an orchestra, we hear a very rich sound. So we do something analogous. The movement of the Earth, you can think of that as the movement of the baton. So that gives us signals that are positions in X, Y, and Z. And so we take that data and we use it to trigger a library of natural sounds that have been pre-recorded so that the baton or the Earth's motion essentially determines the sequence, the volume, and the pitch of those sounds.
Like waterfalls, rainstorms, thunderclaps, rock slides, and volcanic eruptions, those natural sounds are the musicians and instruments in the symphony pit. The soundscape Maffrey will dance to doesn't tell a story as much as it hints at some celestial mystery. There is an oblique narrative that explores the complicated and mutually abusive relationship between the Earth and the humans who skate across its shifting skin. The computer program written by the composers gives a loose three-part structure to the soundscape, but on the night of the performance, the seismic data registered at the Hayward Fault will travel live over the Internet into computers, which will broadcast the Earth's original composition into the theater. And despite the composer's efforts to lasso the vibrations into some sort of structure, the fault will do what it pleases.
We have to be, you know, expecting anything.
What happens if there's an explosion in the middle of a quiet move?
Exactly. That's what happened, actually, when we ran it, is that that really, really kind of hypnotizing move, kind of walking around with that horizon line, you know, and all those explosions were going off, and it created this incredible contrast that is very powerful, as powerful as like if I had been dancing crazy on those explosions, you know. So we'll see. That's kind of exciting, and it's kind of redefining what's a live performance.
For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, April 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue. Online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunities for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.